Quite the story. What started out as a trip to New Zealand from their home in Abu Dhabi for an Ironman race ended up resulting in a three-month trip to Newfoundland and Labrador for one couple. Melanie Benson and her husband, Matthew Prim, are both from this province and living in Abu Dhabi. Their lives were briefly turned upside down when they were not allowed to return to Abu Dhabi due to the COVID-19 outbreak. I had a chance to speak with Melanie Benson, and she shared her story.
March 3rd, I left Abu Dhabi with my husband, Matthew Prim. We went to New Zealand because I was racing the Ironman there in Taupo. And we had a great trip. Everything was going well. And then near the end of the trip, the COVID thing started to really get heated up. Trudeau was saying to come home, and my parents were calling me saying, you know, they might close the borders. I think you should cut your trip short. And I just thought it would have to be apocalyptic for the borders to close. I just thought, you know, there's no way. So we kept our trip going. We had a great time. And then we were supposed to fly back from Brisbane to Abu Dhabi, and we were in the airport. And about an hour before our flight, we heard an announcement that anyone who was in Abu Dhabi was not allowed to board the flight because the borders had closed. And at that moment, it was just panic and fear, to be honest with you. I was really afraid. We were scared. And then I was thinking, okay, well, we're going to go back to Canada, I guess. I mean, and home for us is Newfoundland. So then the next step was, okay, we've got to get a flight from Brisbane to Canada. And then we're trying to get a flight to Vancouver. And, you know, we'd get a flight and then it would be canceled because the situation was so fluid and the borders were kind of closing everywhere. And we felt like our options were just dwindling by the second. But fortunately, my husband, he ran across the airport and he went to this little like flight desk, and he was able to get us a flight from Abu Dhabi to Chicago. So then the flight staff was able to merge the ticket and make it a transiting ticket. So then Abu Dhabi would not be our final destination, and we would then be allowed to get on the plane.
What was the actual travel experience itself like once you did finally be able to get on a plane and head towards Canada? What was that experience like?
Well, even just in the airport in Brisbane, there was a flight going to China, and there was about 100 Chinese people wearing hazmat suits and goggles and N95 masks. And that just, then it dawned on me like, wow, this is really crazy. Like, this is serious. When we were flying, a lot of people were wearing masks, but the masks were not mandatory at that time. So, and a few restaurants were still open, and we weren't quite getting the sense yet that things were too disrupted. But on the way back to Abu Dhabi this time, that was definitely, it was a different story for sure.
Just tell us about your 3 months that you did get to spend here at home.
Right. So it took us two 14-hour flights and three 3-hour flights to get back to Newfoundland. And when we got back, it was snow. And, you know, we had packed for kind of like summer fallish in New Zealand. We didn't bring any winter clothes. And then like our second day back, there was a snowstorm, and we had to snow blow my husband's parents' driveway. So they actually gave us their house so that we could self-isolate for 14 days, and they stayed at a friend's cabin. So they've been really generous and very helpful with us. So thanks, Tom and Judy Prim.
Headed back towards Abu Dhabi on your own private Boeing 787 Dreamliner. You ended up being the only ones on the flight. What was that whole experience
right.
like?
Right. Yeah. So, we were in Newfoundland and we're trying to get back to Abu Dhabi for the last 3 months. We had to actually get special permission to be able to book our flight back to Abu Dhabi. So we did get that permission, and we flew from St. John's to Toronto, Toronto to Zurich, and then Zurich to Abu Dhabi. And on the Zurich to Abu Dhabi leg, we're in the airport in Zurich, and we get an announcement that we need to go visit this travel desk. And then they inform us that we're the only people on the flight. And I was shocked. And I said, well, what kind of plane is it? And I thought it would be like a really small plane, like, you know, not a big plane. And it was a 787 Dreamliner. We couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. And, you know, we get on the bus to be taken to the plane, and we're the only ones on the bus. It was just surreal.
Did you kind of feel like a celebrity for a little bit?
I felt pretty, I gotta say, yeah, it was it was pretty cool. I was like, we felt like rock stars, and the crew, they were so nice to us, and I mean, God love them. I mean, they've got to wear the full protective gear, you know, and then they have to self-isolate. It's, you know, I really feel for the crew and the pilots, but they were so good to us.
You mentioned how the airline industry really deserves everyone's respect and admiration through all of this. And why did you feel important to share that message?
Absolutely. I think they're putting themselves out there. They're in contact with people from all over the world. They don't know where people are coming from. You know, they're putting themselves at risk. And to ensure our safety, they have to take pretty extreme measures. Like when they self-isolate, they can't leave their hotel room. So it's not like they're at home and they're, you know, and they get some freedom. I mean, they're really having to isolate themselves. They're wearing masks, face shields, heavy protective gear that, you know, it's not comfortable. And they're having to do this for long flights. And, you know, and then having all this uncertainty in the industry that, you know, it's just, I think it's a really, it's a scary time for a lot of these people. They don't know about their job security. So I just think it's amazing what they're doing, and hats off to them. I think, yes, absolutely, we should all recognize people in the airline industry and what they're doing for us.
And aside from, of course, being the only ones on the plane on the way back, how would you compare or say what was different between the your two experiences traveling to Canada and then traveling from Canada?
When we traveled to Canada, it was just really heating up. It was, you know, masks, some people had them on, a lot of people didn't. On the way back, it was, you're not getting in the airport unless you're wearing a mask. And there was security everywhere to make sure that you were wearing your mask. At Pearson Airport, there was really nothing open. I mean, it was really difficult to get some food. I mean, your only options really were to go to one of those relay stores and get a sandwich. That was it. On the flights on the way back to Abu Dhabi, now they're just giving you like a kind of a boxed lunch that includes a bottle of water and a wrap, and they're really limiting their contact with all the passengers. It was really a blessing to get back for these 3 months. We really miss home. But, you know, Abu Dhabi, it's an interesting place, and we have a lot of fun here, too.
As a triathlon coach, obviously that Ironman that you were originally heading out for in the first place, and just about every kind of triathlon, big major event like that, has been canceled. So do you know kind of how they're trying to navigate the waters moving forward in terms of these Ironman competitions?
It did, but it was the last one, and they have all been canceled. And you know, even for my athletes that I coach in Abu Dhabi, they weren't allowed to go outside to run. There was no exercising allowed outside for a long time. All the swimming pools have been closed. The gyms have been closed. So people, you know, their training is really disrupted. And then, yes, all the events have been canceled. World championships have been postponed. But I think the hope is that things are going to reopen in the fall. And the thing about Ironman and these long endurance events is that you have to have a long timeline. You know, you're looking at an event a year out because that's how much preparation it takes. So, you know, I just, like I tell my athletes, let's just be patient, do what we can, stay positive. And you know what? You will race again, and we'll all have a real new appreciation for it.
Melanie Benson, thank you very much for this.
Well, thanks, Ben. It was great talking to you.
That was Melanie Benson sharing her story about traveling from Abu Dhabi to New Zealand to Newfoundland, back to Abu Dhabi, all amid the COVID-19 pandemic.